This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So listen, I love rock and roll, I love country, I love all sorts of music. I don't worship the people that play it. But let me tell you who I admire. It's men and it's women. I don't care what color you are or where you came from. If you stand up for justice, if you've got courage, I admire you. I'd say I worship you, but that's only God. And Tommy was telling me stuff during that last two-minute break that would blow your mind. And see, Tommy is a hero because he is a working-class patriot who's on a power trip. And he's now discovering with these generals and the government people calling him that have a conscience saying, well, Tommy, you're a leader. What should we do? Because they've led their whole lives being followers. They see a real leader. That makes them realize what they could have been. So, Tommy, we got this segment and the next. I know you're in Europe giving speeches. You got to go. You promised to pop back the next few days for your court case. And we'll talk more about your court case next segment. This little short segment. It's very exciting to hear what you're telling me is happening because I see that myself. And people are just looking for leadership. So we'll get into your court case next segment. They're trying to put you back in prison. But you were saying to me privately, you think the worm's turned. You think the establishment realizes that if we call their bluff, they're done, which doesn't mean I want to be bravado filled. I want to start something. But like they said at Lexington Concord, men, we're not looking to start a war. But if they came to start one, they're going to get one. We just need to be ready is what I'm saying.
I think something huge has happened, is happening. From the moment I was put in prison, I think it was a final moment for many people. It became a symbol. It became more about Tommy, more than about Tommy Robinson. It was more about all of the people that feel silenced, that feel oppressed, that can see the negative path of our country being taken down. That built a movement. Now with the Soldier X campaign, you've got soldiers. So obviously what they've said is you will be disciplined and you will be discharged if you have your photo taken with Tommy Robinson. Well, there are now hundreds of soldiers lining up to take their photo with Tommy Robinson. I blacked out their identities in a minute. I changed their voices. I've got video footage of probably 100 soldiers in the last week. That will continue. And I will continue to gain more footage and more footage of men that are stepping forward and saying, enough's enough here. You cannot tell us who we can and can't have. Is there a list? They're both no Queen's regulations. Is there a list of names of people that our soldiers are not allowed their photographs taken with? I've never been convicted or tried for anything to do with hate speech or anything to do with racism or extremism, ever. So what is the reason why these people can't have their photographs taken?
Because you're charismatic and you were right and you exposed the pedophile rings because you're a hero.
And because I talk about Islam. And this all comes down to the fear, and by the government, and not just the fear. What they want to do is they want to make me a pariah. They want to make me untouchable. So they want to send a message to the rest of the country, to the rest of the armed forces. You even talk to him, you'll lose your job.
No, exactly. You talk to Tommy, you're destroyed. You come on Alex Jones, you're destroyed. That's what they do.
But they didn't rely. They didn't think that the armed services would come out in a revolt against them on this decision. Now, when you see the photos, you need to see a lot of these images that are on my Facebook.
Tell us the Facebook. I know your Facebook. Tell us. We're going to come back and show them. Tell us the official Tommy Robinson Facebook. We'll show them right now. Tell us.
Yes, yeah, so it's the Tommy Robinson fan page. I don't know which. It's the one. It's just got over a million. It's got over a million followers. And if you go onto photos, you'll see all of the photos on there of all the I Am Soldier X. American Royal Marines have been holding up signs, I Am Soldier X. But you'll see in Britain, you'll see captains, you'll see senior ranking military, not just the low level, but everyone is holding up basically as a symbol of we're fed up here.
Let's talk about the chain reaction. There it is. We stand with ourlads.com. Stand with ourlads.com. Tommy Robinson, when we come back, we're going to show these photos, and this is what the establishment is scared of. This is what they're afraid of. Free speech, free association, InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea. I'll be honest with you. I hate tyrants. I hate control freaks. I'm ready to get the fight going right now, but we got to wake more people up first. We're going to do it. And Tommy Robinson is just a incredibly charismatic average person who I've been a news hound for 23, 24 years on air. And I remember seeing him like 12 years ago. The things was like, this crazy right winger says they're running child sex rings and kidnapping girls. And it all turned out to be true. But there aren't made-for-TV movies about how he's a hero, how he lost his business, got put in prison to stop tens of thousands of little girls as young as 6 years old getting kidnapped and gang-raped by British men, Muslim men, you name it. No, instead, he spent a year in jail and then 3 months in jail and almost died this year because he even talked about the child kidnapping rings he exposed. The men that got convicted got less sentences than he did. So in this segment, and if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, we're describing it. We'll post them on InfoWars.com. Here's somebody on the fan Facebook page showing I Am Soldier X, the British military, waking up to this and exploding in wanting to do the right thing, understand what's happening. So, Tommy, you've got the floor in the last 9 minutes. Lay out where we are historically and what's happening.
With court or with Soldier X? With court. So I'm in court on Tuesday where I stand trial at the Old Bailey. I've already spent nearly 3 months in prison for this offence. The judge put a reporting restriction. So we have an epidemic in Britain of Muslim men taking non-Muslim children as sexual slaves, abusing them, raping them, torturing them. Now, what the government have done, what the judges are doing, is they're putting reporting restrictions which say if you report on this case whatsoever, you will breach the contempt of court act. That they're saying that that's what I've done by talking about this case. Now, they've just lifted the reporting restrictions this week because the media took them to court to have them removed. They weren't willingly removing them. The media took them to court. The only reason why the media took them to court is because unless those reporting restrictions were removed, they cannot try me. Because for them to try me, everything I will speak about will breach the reporting restrictions.
Because let's be clear, what you covered when you went to jail for 3 months was all of the news already.
It was all already in the public domain. So it was all information that had already been on the news, and I was just telling the story. Now, what the judge done was put a blanket reporting restriction, which I'd say is illegal, which I'm going to tell the Old Bailey judge, that is illegal, it's wrong. You are censoring what 60 million people know and understand.
Let's talk about that, because the media puts up these lies and says you have $5 billion you made off this. We need to make $200,000 to pay your lawyers. So I've talked to folks that actually saw the documents. But, I mean, they're literally demonizing you ahead of this in the news and lying about you. But I mean, let's talk about, we don't want you to go to prison, Tommy. We want you outside of prison. What they're asking you to do, what's coming up Tuesday?
It's coming up Tuesday. I should apologise and I should plead guilty and then I go home. And I'm sorry, I have nothing to apologise for. Well, I cannot plead guilty to telling the truth or speaking any facts. One of the charges the judge has put against me is that I have spoke derogatory terms about Islam. Now, what I will play out in court is that those derogatory terms are factual. You may not like the facts of Islam. You may not like the evidence and the truth about Islam, but it's still the truth. And I'm not going to apologize.
But free speech started in England. I mean, it shows how far we've gone, that it's this God, Islam. We got to bow down to this thing.
We live in a post-free speech era. There is no free speech in Britain. As you've seen, even the people who are ready to lay down their life for our freedom are not even allowed to take a photograph with someone without being discharged from their job. We've seen firemen, school teachers all lose their jobs for sharing posts about my freedom. When I was unlawfully, and it's now been proven I was unlawfully put in prison, people who saw the wrong in that and commented on it lost their jobs. You have to understand that all of the problems that happen in Europe now are coming to America. You have your constitution, which may help you stand up a little longer, but this attack and this erosion of free speech and your rights, once you accept that, I've accepted it. We do not have free speech. It's just a facade. It's a facade. The minute you try to express your free speech, you will have the full weight of the establishment come down upon you, and they will do everything they can to destroy everything about you. Now, I face court, and what I will do in court, and I'll openly admit, I will use what I think will be a historical moment. I think the whole world is watching. I don't think that they should be allowed to hide these crimes from the British public any longer. And if they want, and if they wish to put me in prison or state in these truths, I will identify and show people just how this is politically motivated. This is one in 70 years, no journalist has been sent to prison. The crime that they say and I committed was breaching a reporting restriction. That same weekend, three other journalists breached the same reporting restriction. I have the court transcripts which prove the judge was made aware of these other three journalists. No charges were brought against any of them, just me. And it's not that I've already spent months and months in prison, and now they wish to put me back before the head judge of Britain at the highest court in our land. I am in court for holding an iPhone and telling people and reading information that's already in the public domain on the internet. And I face prison for that. I'm going to a court that only usually hears murder trials and terrorism trials. It's unprecedented. So if I went into court and done anything but tell the truth, I'd have to walk around with my head down for the rest of my life. That's how I feel. So if I do go to prison, then I go to prison knowing that I've told the truth and I stood true to my conviction. And to be honest, I've called out there. You are deceiving an entire nation. You are hiding the truth from the general public, the truth which could protect young victims. I care about the victims. I care about the girls. I want to see them stopped more than I care about my perceived interpretation or my perceived view of the men's religion that was doing it. So, and again, what happened on the Friday afternoon when I went to court, I was straight away taken and thrown in prison within 5 hours. The judge, the same judge, Judge Marston, he heard 6 weeks of evidence from 18 young children who gave evidence against these men. The judge allowed those men to go home on that Friday afternoon. One of those men packed their suitcases and has now disappeared to Pakistan. He's been sentenced in his absence. So whilst locking me up like I was a danger to society, he allowed a child rapist to go home, pack his suitcase and leave our country. All of those men that I stood outside that court and filmed that day have all been convicted. They are serving 221 years in prison for raping children. But the question I'll ask again is, how and why were those men walking the streets with our children for an extra 12 months whilst they were walking in and out of court on bail?
No, that's right. People have no idea what some of these third world countries are like. These are demon nests, and those of us that stand against it are the bad guys. But at the end of the day, the big banks, the big corporations have bet on 1.8 billion Muslims currently, 3 billion by 2030. They look at the Chi-Coms, you know, there's 1.4 billion, it'll be 3 billion. And they just say, we'll bow down. America belongs to Chi-Coms. They belong to Islam. So what if Chi-Com kills little girls? And so what if Islam cuts girls' genitals off? It's liberal. Cut their genitals off. And you just cannot underestimate the magnitude of the sellout against Western civilization, but I believe the awakening's here, Tommy, and I believe we're going to defeat this, but I salute you, TommyRobinson.online. It's where they can find you. Got a minute left. You're standing firm. We all admire you. Final comments.
Final comments. I'm in Germany now. I'm sitting in Germany now. I've attended a demonstration today by tens of thousands of Germans. I've watched when I started opposing Islam 10 years ago, it was a very lonely place. Now we've seen a lot of good coming from Europe. We've seen the Italian election, the Austrian election. We've seen the rise in the Swedish Democrat Party. We see the Alternative for Deutschland. There is a political revolution brewing in Europe. It's coming. We're on the right side of history.
That's right. And Brazil's going nationalist. And here is common sense. Tommy, let me say about here in the break, we salute you. Pray for it. Pray for Tommy Robinson. Pray for InfoWars. I'm a little greedy here. I need the prayers as well. We'll be right back. Newswars.com, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. This is really facing George Soros right now is what this is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Prometo solemnemente defender el bien y luchar contra la injusticia y la maldad.
I feel so good, I feel so numb, yeah.
You know, here we are on hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of TV stations and censored off the internet, but you can still find us at InfoWars.com. You can still decide to resist and spread those live links, because that's where all the power and the future and everything is. We're not just saying, oh, you're important. You are critical. You are central. You are essential. You are everything. But I sit back here talking to Tommy Robinson and the report coming up with Millie Weaver about devil worshipers having public events against Kavanaugh and Trump and myself and others everywhere. And it really just comes down to this. So I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm from Texas. A lot of folks brag they're fifth generation, sixth generation. I'm ninth generation. Not saying that's some title of nobility, because if I hadn't done what I was supposed to do, it wouldn't matter. But, I mean, that really is true. I mean, my family quarterbacked the whole operation with the president of the United States, Andrew Jackson. Texas was not a mistake. And I can tell you I'm quarterbacking operations right now in our own little dimension, aren't we? And I don't say those things to brag and act like I've got bling or I'm here to prove what a Big Mac daddy I am. I'm here to tell those of you that are already tuned in that you're tuned in for a reason, because God touched you. And this is real. And being chosen, being anointed, doesn't mean strawberry fields forever. Doesn't mean some beautiful, perfect future. It means you've pulled the shortest straw. Let me tell you something, though. I've pulled the shortest straw. Maybe we should go out to break in 6 minutes with Metallica's Shortest Straw. The shortest straw is pulled for you. Pulled for you. But I want to pull that shortest straw. In my short life, if it means I'm close to God, and it means I'm not a piece of crap. You know, you heard Tommy, and you heard the big UN invasion. And it's like, wow, I'm on air talking about a UN invasion that's publicly funded by the UN and George Soros, with people using kids as human shields to open migration routes up from Latin America into the U.S., where they grab the people that get here and induct them into socialism and communism and Alexandra Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Obama, America-hating crap. But they all want to get here. We suck so bad, but they want to get here because they want to conquer us. Because we're open and free and loving and altruistic and good compared to other societies. And they see us as weak because we do love. But they've only seen one side of us. But I don't take any pleasure thinking about how we're going to dominate the globalists, because they're all jokes. I take pleasure in thinking about you, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or, like most people, mixed. It doesn't matter. We're all humans who want justice and freedom and recognize that abortion and open borders and disarming patriots and disarming citizens and transferring power to faraway, unnamed world governments. It's like, there was a story out Thursday. I never even covered it. Michael Caine, who is an amazing actor, not because he's an actor, but because he's a great soul, came out and said, I'm against leaving Brexit. I want Brexit. I don't know who the EU is. He was being nice. It's Juncker, the Nazi heir. It's a bunch of unelected foreign Chinese banks. And he said, I'd like my country to be run by us. And so all the leftists attacked him and called him all these names. And so that's where we stand. You know, I literally, from 5 a.m., prepare for this show. And that's my greatest frustration, is that I got up at 3:30 this morning. I couldn't sleep, and I took a shower and drank coffee. And by 5 a.m., I went for a 6-7 mile hike. And then I came back by like 8 a.m., and I made breakfast for my children. And I just sat back, and I thought, what do I say? It's like, we're under UN invasion. They openly want to destroy the family. They're putting chemicals and vaccines to brain damages. Like, what do I do? I wasn't thinking like, oh, my God, they're censoring me. Oh, my gosh, they're attacking me. What about me, me, me? I was thinking about, because I have no future if you don't. I'm thinking, what is my problem? Seriously. I don't say that as some self-deprecating thing. What's wrong with me? Because I know the whole enemy program better than they do. I spent my whole life studying it. I was literally called by God from a little child to, like, research this. And I don't even know how to stop them. And I don't even know how to respond to something this insane. An anti-human project when humans could spread through the galaxy. Every liberal video, every thing showed to students is humans are a curse. Don't get off the planet. Kill yourselves. Death, death, death. What the hell is sending that transmission? The devil. And so I'm here saying, don't kill yourselves. Believe in yourselves. Have a future. Let's talk. Let's have a future. And for that, because I love you, they have had millions. Millions, because every article they put is syndicated everywhere. And so there's 50,000 newspapers. I mean, just it adds up quickly. Let's just say hundreds of thousands of articles saying I'm this horrible person. And at the end of the day, at 3 a.m., I'm on my knees loving Jesus Christ. And that's why they hate me. And it's not that I'm even that good of a person. It's just that I'm not out to destroy you, and I reject Satan. I completely reject Satan. That's why they want to kill me. Because I see who they are. I know who they are. And most people see that and get scared and, like, join it because they crap their pants, but not me. Because that's only a small test. What happens if you join it? You lose your soul. So I'm just telling you right now, you've got to decide to not join Satan. And that's why I'm not worried about the lawsuits or the attacks or the lies or people shooting me through full of lead. Because at the end of the day, I just want God to scoop up what's ever left of me and say, you're with me for eternity. If I could just have that, I would have everything. The devil is real. And he wants to destroy your soul forever. Because you're made in the image of God and are superior to him. And I'm asking all of you now to get on your knees to God and repent. You don't have to have all the answers. If you just, God's a free will God. And if you just ask for free will, if you just ask God to come in, God will come down. And we'll take you to the next level. But if you don't, you'll be destroyed. So I'm kind of like the final signpost, aren't I? That's why they hate me. A metaphysical warning. Coming up, Melly Weaver and the Satanists chanting against Trump and Kavanaugh. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The left has gone completely insane. I think that's an understatement. And I would call it the Harry Potterization, where all over the country, since Trump got elected, every week there's national news stories about witches and warlocks and sorcerers. And all these people literally live in basements surrounded by cat boxes and cat urine, imagining how powerful they are, sending out their ooga booga beams, their sorcery, their abracadabra to stop Trump. Well, if their magic's real, which it isn't, obviously, then it's actually empowering Trump. But our own Millie Weaver was able to go to this mass hexing. She's gone to several of these, and we have exclusive video coming up, a boil down of it. and show the true insanity. But here's some of the headlines. Each month, thousands of witches cast spells against Donald Trump. That's a serious article from Vox. You can't control the government, but you can hex it. That's right. Witches cast mass spell against Donald Trump. BBC. Witches of Bushwick. Women for Trump founder says GOP in danger because witches put a hex on Brett Kavanaugh. There's always weak-minded that'll believe it. Brett Kavanaugh, witches place mass hex on Supreme Court justice during New York protest ritual. You're going to see that coming up. It talks about witches that meet every month and every week to curse the president. They're taking over. How Satanists are working to stop Trump and his evangelical supporters. CBN News. Well, no power formed against us shall prosper. These people are losers. You go to a Democrat meeting, though, they wear pentagrams, they're hissing, they're yelling, they're roundhouse kicking pro-life women. They're out of control. Millie Weaver, next segment, we're going to play the amazing boil down of all the live reports, hours of it you did in New York. But what do you make of this? Because, I mean, the Democrats don't just have an operating system of hating America now. Most of them you run into, even at events we've had, tell us, we love Satan, F you, we love killing babies. I mean, these aren't your lovey-dovey people. It seems like abortion, all of it, really is a sacrament for them.
Yeah, you know, these were feminist witches that held this ritual to put a hex on both Brett Kavanaugh, President Donald Trump, and one other person. I couldn't really make out the image as to who it was, but they literally had these pincushion voodoo dolls that they were apparently torturing, and you can see from the exclusive images that were released, actual candles that were shaped like penises, male's genitalia, that had knives stuck all throughout them, essentially to torment and try to torture and put a hex on the patriarchy and men and all rapists and all sexual abusers and Kavanaugh and Trump. You know, this was just a big man-hating festival, and you could just see these feminist witches as they came out from this event, this hex, and they just looked like really pathetic, sad, lost individuals that have just tried to turn to evil to try to get some kind of idea of what they want to have happen.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, I've heard of the Devil's Rejects. This is like Harry Potter Rejects. It looks like the most pathetic, low IQ leftist trolls. Most of them are probably at admins at Twitter, Facebook, YouTube that are censoring us. We know that. But I mean, these are really sad people.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get the sense that they were just LARPing or trolling. I got the sense that this was real. These people really do engage in witchcraft. They really do embrace evil. Some of them came out saying hail Satan and, you know, were cursing Jesus and cursing God and getting into it with some of the Christians that were out there trying to pray and preach. And one instance, actually, there was a woman who these preachers were actually exorcising around the corner, and they asked us not to film it, and out of respect, we abided. But, you know, it was just a very bizarre event. You know, those who do believe in the spiritual could say that this was an instance of good prevailing over evil, because it really did kind of scare off and rout out. Now, one of the interesting things that was happening is they had this big door, and you could actually hear them while they were having their ritual screaming and wailing and just these angry, hysterical screams from feminists. And outside the door, you had a bunch of Christians singing songs and praises for God and Jesus. And so there was an actual spiritual battle going on out there. It was pretty bizarre to witness.
We're going to exclusively premiere all this in HD. You did live amazing feeds that are linked up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We're going to retweet on your account that you still have tonight. You know, some of those so listeners know where to find them and see it for themselves. We've got a 4-minute boil down. We're going to air on the other side. But you look at the looks in the eyes of these so-called feminists. What they hate is life, the family, themselves. And they have the look of what you see with mental patients and homeless people standing on the side of the street corner. I don't even feel like powerful because they're so weak. They are whacked out of their brains. Trump's bringing back prosperity, sovereignty, common sense. Any powerful woman would be honored by the powerful male presence as well, which empower each other. But when you get into Hillary, who we know is into witchcraft and the occult, and the globalists, they are really in to blaspheming God because they believe that gives them power over this earth. But you know, the whole liberal facade of them being loving and good and the high road, I think they're really abandoning that facade, Millie. A, do you agree? And B, why?
Well, yeah, I do agree. I think that they preach tolerance, but at the same time, they're actually very intolerant people. They're not very tolerant of Christians, the left. They're not very tolerant of men these days. And these feminist witches were essentially torturing men's genitalia with nails and pins in this ritual. So you can't really say that, hey, if there were a bunch of men who gathered in some weird, bizarre ritual and they were poking needles in females' genitalia and in female cushions, you might say it's a big woman-hating fest. But when women do it, somehow it's okay and we should just overlook the hatred of the male sex. It's ridiculous. They're men haters. They essentially vocalize that this is their way of trying to get political justice because the votes just aren't there for them. They can't get the political support. And gee, if they continue down this road, more of these sane, moderate Democrats are going to be walking away. And that's what's happening actually next weekend in D.C. They have the hashtag walk away march, which is supposed to be pretty big. And, you know, it's going to symbolize people walking away from the deranged lunatic.
That's right, Millie. Stay there. We're going to come back and premiere the amazing HD footage and audio for radio listeners, and we'll describe it for radio listeners. For TV viewers, obviously on TV stations can see it at Infowars.com/show. Whatever you do as listeners and viewers, they're trying to censor nationalists, Christians, conservatives, patriots, because we're winning. But you can override big tech by taking the link, Infowars.com/show, and taking the articles on Infowars.com with all the raw video of Millie and the video she's about to premiere and sending it to people and saying, look at the left engaging in satanic rituals. Look at their craziness. Live, Christians square off with satanic witches hexing Brett Kavanaugh. Now, that said, it just shows the mental illness of these people, even if you don't believe in the spiritual world. That said, we've got the biggest special in the history of InfoWarsStore.com running, because we're going to try to roll Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday all into one, because they're trying to shut down our shopping cart, trying to take our payment processing, but it's all working right now. We've gotten some backups, praise God, but I'm still having the sale go for a few more days. X2 is selling out, our best-selling supplement, the Good Halogen X2, pure iodine from Deep Earth Crystal Source, Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic. It's all 50% off. Ultimate Brown Ball 50% off, Biotricillin 50% off, Real Red Pill Plus with Energy 50% off, Supernova Vitality, that's the last run of that too, 50% off, Secret 12, the highest quality vitamin B12, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes it all possible. So thank you for your support throughout the years, but now is the time to get your shopping done. Do your Christmas shopping early. Support InfoWars. No matter what they do to us, we're able to continue on into the future. But whatever you do, we don't just believe in prayer. We rely on it. So please pray for us in the name of Jesus and spread the word about the live broadcast, because we are winning thanks to Christ.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, not only did they try to kill innocent until proven guilty in due process with the whole Kavanaugh witch trials, now modern witches have adopted the idea of burning people politically at the stake or lynching them in public with a bunch of made-up harpies whose stories turn out to be totally false. New York witches place hex on Brett Kavanaugh. That's right. They met the last two nights in New York City, and our own Millie Weaver was there to cover it. Here is a 4.5-minute boil down. But when we're done with this exclusive, we're going to direct you to where there's hours of the raw footage. Parental discretion is advised for that. We've sanitized this, obviously, for families and viewers. But here is the Democratic Party. They're not just mobs versus jobs. They're devils versus families. We know they love abortion, but we didn't know because they had a taste for blood. Here it is.
He read the word of God in the of your darkness. He read the word in the midst of your darkness. I'm not here for
that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a reminder that hearing the voice of Donald Trump for Kavanaugh. And we are simply hearing the word of Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, that's a song, bro. I'm not here for Kavanaugh. I'm not here for Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh!
You can think all you want about him. I'm here for your soul.
The level of hate is just people are psychotic.
We are here in New York where witches at Catlan Books, an occult bookstore, are planning to hold a ritual to put a hex on Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court Justice. So there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to be hanging out here, having conversations and participating in this mass, essentially, to put a hex on Brett Kavanaugh and the patriarchy. They feel that this tactic is the best approach for them to take in getting their idea of political justice. Are you going to be participating in this event here?
Get the
f***
out of here.
Okay.
Scooch.
Brett Kavanaugh! Brett Kavanaugh! Brett Kavanaugh! Brett Kavanaugh! Brett Kavanaugh!
King Kong died for your sins. This world is fleeting.
What you're telling me is that you're gathering for something of a dark nature. You would repent and believe the very first thing that Jesus of Nazareth said. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.
Let me let you know right now.
Yes, your wicked deeds, the wrath of God is abiding upon you even this moment.
Oh, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Jesus, for you we live. Jesus, for you we die.
What's happening to that?
This is total delusional bozo the clown world if you're a radio listener. We're just showing a bunch of devil worshippers saying they're going to send demons and curses. And then with the Christians out there protesting.
That makes no sense, folks. And this is why we have come to inform you, if you do not know already, that you are indeed lost.
Jesus, your word is like honey on my lips. Your word is like gold on my soul.
I'm hearing peace too.
I
just want to make sure that they don't move on.
I love it.
Because you're in the way. So they'll let you know. They'll let you know.
Folks, again, for radio listeners, it's hard to make out what's going on, but this is the devil worshiping occult stuff that's going on, and keep rolling the B-roll if you want, and the total nerddom that's going on with the Democrats that are now in a delusional world, believing they can call them demons and devils and death against Kavanaugh and against President Trump. And it looked like General Kelly was also one of the pitchers they had. And then they open up the black door and bring you in like you're powerful. And then, oh, you're so lucky to come in some rat hole place and then do all this with all their stupid little, signets and all this black magic stuff they got out of some book that they think gives them power. If you knew anything about this, if you actually believed it, you'd know that if you do those type of rituals, it comes back on you sevenfold. The Bible says, but those real books of black magic, if you believe in that, and I've studied them because I wanted to understand the enemy, it tells you that you've got to do a whole ritual to blame somebody else, and you've got to do all these special rituals in a circle and all this stuff, or you're going to get destroyed by the black magic you send at Kavanaugh. Now, I don't believe in that. I have the blood of Christ. I love God. I love justice. I'm not some meth head, devil worshiper. But under their own black magic, under their own Babylonian, Jewish, Druidic, any of those systems where they have black magic practices, and every culture has them, under every culture, you have to do very special protections and go through it all exactly before you curse somebody or it all comes back on you. So this was basically like people detonating a dirty bomb satanically, if you believe in black magic. They're all just there going, devils, demons, kill! Kill people, murder! We call on demons! We call on death! What the hell do you think you're doing? But that's perfect for Satanism. Because I guarantee you how these sick freaks work. There was somebody up in a building looking down doing a real ritual who was sucking energy out of all those idiot leftists who didn't even know what they were part of, which I'm not even saying I believe all that stuff. I'm telling you what those books and what that system's, not the Harry Potter crap at Barnes & Noble, but the real devil worship, the real Skull and Bones, the real Bohemian Grove, the real systems are about. Millie Weaver, Trump came out in a speech yesterday. We played the clip earlier in the show. He said that the mainstream media lying so much is causing people to go wacko. They are. Now to the point of this so-called leftist hoping for death against Kavanaugh and Trump and demons and murder and evil, not knowing when you open your soul up and say, I use my divine soul to call upon murder and death. I mean, you read about Lady Gaga that's into the occult. Someone has to sleep in the room with her. She's so scared. Same thing with Aleister Crowley. Thank God I know the living God, Jesus Christ. Because if you don't believe in God, the God I love is about love and goodness and happiness. And I'm a strong, good person. I couldn't imagine calling on death and murder. Don't these people have any common sense?
Well, I don't think they have much common sense. It's important to note that Antifa was also out there, and they were guarding the witches bookshop, Catland Books. And so they were out there, and they had their little bandanas over their faces and their symbolisms on them. And some of them were wearing little Aleister Crowley pins, so you could tell that these were satanic Antifa members. And at one point, they do chant, you know, they're all anti-Antifa, fascistas, but I think it was like an Italian version of anti-fascistas or something. But essentially, they got into a little bit of a chant off with the Christians, and we're going to get that clip too. It's just we have hours and hours of this stuff. It's really hard to boil down, but we're going to make several highlight clips of just the insanity that went down there. And I will say that our camera guy was able to put his microphone up against the wall and hear a little bit of what was going on inside there during the ritual, and said that they were calling on some demonic names. I don't know the names off the top of my head. It's probably a good thing that I don't.
We know the names. It's loser, Hillary, Obama. Yeah. I mean, these people are just pathetic. And humanity's awake now. We're aware. You should come on tomorrow. Pastor Brown is going to be on this, discussing all this. Millie, great job. We'll continue to follow all this at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Well, that's quite a transmission today. You've got Soldier X and what's happening to the British military waking up. You've got the invasion force run by Soros and the UN smashing in. Trump talking about pulling UN funding, putting troops on the border. It's all on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The globalists are so scared of it. That's why you got to take the articles and videos of InfoWars and spread them if you want to defeat the globalists. But regardless, thank you all and God bless. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the kickoff of the next transmission.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.